If coffee gives you indigestion, switch to Postum. Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. You think it's asking you too much to expect people to be bright and gay and cheerful when they're suffering from indigestion? Well, if you have indigestion yourself, you probably do think it's too much. You might even say you can't blame anyone whose indigestion is upset for being grouchy and ill-tempered. Yet I'll wager, if you knew that such a small thing as giving up coffee might improve your digestion, you'd be the first one to do it. So remember this. While many folks can drink coffee without feeling upset, many others cannot, and you may be one of those. If so, if you think coffee spoils your digestion, well, why not switch to Postum? For in Postum, there's no caffeine, no stimulant, nothing that could possibly give you indigestion. And Postum has such a distinctive, cheering, full-bodied flavor that it's the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes. And even when you aren't at home, you can still enjoy Postum with your meals at any restaurant or hotel. So right now is the time to decide. If coffee gives you indigestion, decide you'll drink Postum instead. Even in a few days, see if you don't feel better. And after drinking Postum instead of coffee for, say, 2 weeks, see if the change hasn't done a lot for both your digestion and your disposition. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. When the widow Beaumont came all the way from Nashville to marry Lum, the old fellow was very enthused over the prospects of the wedding until he found out she'd brought her 7 children with her. This seemed to be more than Lum bargained for, and he's been trying to find some way to get the family out of town. Monday, however, Abner and Grandpappy Spears pointed out the advantages of a large family, and just about had the old fellow talked into going through with the wedding. As we look in on the little community today, Lum has gone to the county seat, and we find Abner and Grandpap over at the Jot 'em Down store. Listen.
Oh, everything's working out just fine, Grandpap. That talking to we give him the other day done the work all right. Old Lum's in love now. He don't know which way's up.
Yeah. Well, has he asked the widow to marry him yet?
Well, no, I don't think he's come right out and asked her, but he's making his plans.
Yeah, it'll be the smartest thing he ever done, Abner.
Oh, my.
Responsibilities of family and looking after all them young'uns will give him a new interest in life.
Of course it will.
Feller living by himself so long that way gets awful selfish. Ain't interested in nothing but himself. It ain't good for him.
No, I'm just tickled to death over it. And he is, too. He was over there all day yesterday playing with them young'uns.
Yeah.
Him and that oldest boy is just getting to be regular partners.
Well, that is fine. I just hope he don't catch a whooping cough from them, Saul.
No. Well, sir, you know, it's downright funny how a fella changes that way. Now, here a few days ago, he was trying to get him out of town. Couldn't stand them young'uns or the widder, neither one.
Yeah, even went so far as to make a deal with Squire Skimp. Offered to pay him $25 if he could get shut up.
Yeah. Well, sir, ever since we talked to him other day, Grandpap, told him how much pleasure he'd get out of them children, why, he's had his mind made up to get married if the widow'd have him.
Yeah. It's hard for me to picture Lum with a big family that way.
I wish you could have saw him over at the house the other night. After supper, why, me and Elizabeth went into the kitchen to do the dishes and left him and the widow sitting in the sitting room there by themselves.
Uh-huh.
I peeked through the door a couple of times. His ears was as red as if they was on fire.
Oh, that Lum's the best presuming around women folks I've ever seen in my life. I believe he's feared of them.
Oh, he is. Stands there and twists and squirms like a feller's being pestered by a wasp.
Well, we ought to be proud of ourselves, Abner, making a match like that.
Yeah, yeah. I never had no ideas he'd be so easy talked into it. But Lom's always been crazy about children, and when we got to talking to him about them young'uns, why, that's what done the trick.
Yeah, yeah, that's what done it.
He taken them over some candy yesterday with him. And this morning, first thing, why, he lit out for the county seat to see if he could find him some toys.
Well, I do know.
With that whooping cough, you know, they can't get outside to play.
Well, he has got it bad, ain't he?
Oh, he's the worst you've ever seen. Happiest fella I ever seen in my life, I do believe. Couldn't stand him there at first, and now he can't do enough for him.
Well, it's nice for Lum, and then on the other hand, it's going to be awful nice for the widder, too. She's lucky to find as good a man as Lum running loose that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's all right, feller. Got a heart in him as big as a watermelon.
Yeah, well, I expect I better get on back to the store, Abner. Just walked right out and left the door open.
Oh, well, now, sit down. Ain't nobody going to bother nothing.
No, but somebody might come in wanting their mail.
I'm just fixing to banner you for a game of checkers.
Oh, no, better not, Abner. Get to playing here. I'll be here all afternoon.
Well, it won't take me but just about 5 minutes to show you that I can still beat you.
Still beat me?
Yes, sir.
Where's the board?
Huh?
Can't spare the time, but I can't stand no such talk as that.
Here it is. You know, we can just set it right here across our knees.
Oh, no, you don't. No, I've tried that before. Every time I get ahead of you, you let one knee down and dump the checkers off on the floor, and I have to start all over again. No, you don't.
That just happened one time, Grandpappy Spears. That was an accident. My leg got to cramping me.
Well, in case it gets to cramping again, we better put it here on this nail keg.
Well, I don't care. I can beat you one place as well as I can another. Which one you want? Red'uns or the black'uns?
I don't care. Take what you want. I'll take the other'uns.
No, go ahead now. I don't want you to have no excuses.
I don't need no excuses.
Well, you're the best in team. You get your choice.
They're your checkers, Abner. Go ahead. I ain't
going to do it, Grandpap.
Well, we just won't play then, for I ain't going to give you no alibis that I had the best color. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I knowed you'd figure some way to get out of it.
I ain't trying to get out of it. Sit down there. I'll play you. Give me them reddens.
Oh, you want my color, huh?
Well, give me the blackens then. I don't care.
No, you said the reds. That's the way you want to play. I can beat you even with the blackens. I don't care.
One, two, goodness. Never sat down to a game with you in my life. You never had an excuse figured out before we started.
Wait a minute now. Let me get them straight here. Here we go.
It's your move.
My move?
You got the blackens, ain't you?
Sure, I got the blackens. And the reds move first.
Why, they don't know such a thing.
They do, don't.
Last time we played, you had the reddens and you made me move first.
Why, I never done no such a thing.
You did, too, sitting right over there on the camera.
Never. Wait a minute. What are you doing?
Just get somebody else to play you.
Huh?
Sit here and listen to you argue as long as I'm going to.
Well, you started it, you dad-blamed old billy goat.
I wouldn't say nothing about a billy goat fires you. You with a crop of chin whiskers like that on your
now,
face.
Now, don't you call me no billy goat. Get out of this door. Here, dad-blamed old reprobate. Get on out before I bounce one of them scale weights off
here,
your head.
Here. What's going on in here? Put that down, Abner.
Well, get him out of here before I mop up the floor with him.
Yeah, you and who else?
I don't need nobody
here,
else.
Here, both of you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Beautiful day like this, and you two in here wrangling like cats and dogs.
Well, Lom, we started to play checkers.
I never done it.
You did, too.
Every time you get that checkerboard out, you start an argument. Granny, just stop trying to play the game.
Well, who are we going to play?
Yeah, Abner's the only fella in town I care a snap about playing with.
That's what I say. We get more enjoyment out of playing checkers with one another than anybody else I know of.
Well, I don't see how. All you do is wrangle and argue.
Aw.
Working a couple of youngins. Or to be playing with toys. Wait a minute here.
Huh?
Just a minute.
What's that, Mom?
Yeah, here. This is about your size.
What is that?
Wait a minute. Let me wind it up for you.
Well, look, ain't that the cutest thing you ever seen? Well. How'd it work now? Look at that, Grandpa. Well, sir, that's the outdoingest thing.
Well, where'd you get that thing, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, I bought that for little Orville.
Oh, Orville?
Yeah, got some stuff for all the children.
Well?
Can't hardly wait to get over and show them to them.
No, no.
Abner's telling me you and the widow's hitting it right off now, huh?
Oh, yeah, fine woman. Fine little woman. Grannies, I never knowed a feller could be so happy, you know?
You never?
Grannies, I'm just starting to live, fellas. Just starting right now.
Well?
Just wait till them children starts growing up. They'll be a world of pleasure to you, Lon.
Oh,
my dear. I'm so glad she's got that fine family of children. I don't know what to do.
Oh, it makes it awful nice.
Yeah, that little baby girl's the cutest thing I ever seen.
Yes, yeah, she is, man. She is. Of course, you're that youngin'. Is she about over the whooping cough?
Yeah. Doc said yesterday wasn't a thing for me to worry about now.
Well?
He's lifting the quarantine today.
Well?
I ain't said nothing to the widow, but I want to see if I can get him started to school by Monday.
Well, Lon, have you ever said anything to the widow about getting married yet?
Well, no, I ought to do that.
Why, sure.
Sort of planning on taking supper over there tonight.
Supper? Well, bless your heart.
Go over there directly and take these toys. I grant you, I'll pop the question right to her.
Why, sure.
Make all arrangements for the wedding.
At that time, at that time.
Well, go on over there while you're in the notion room.
Yeah.
How would it be if I called her up on the telephone?
Now, cut out that bashfulness and get on over there, Lon. She's just been waiting for you to pop the question.
Well, I ought to tell her I got something important to talk to her about.
Oh, well, yeah, you can do that on the phone.
Yeah, and then I'll go right straight over and ask her.
That's the time, that's the time.
You fellas be talking. I don't want you sitting there listening to every word I say.
Oh, we ain't going to listen. Go ahead. Be quiet, Grandpa.
She must have forgot what my ring is over there. She ain't answering the phone.
Why?
More likely ain't used to a party line.
Yeah, I'll try again.
Well, there comes Squire Skinner.
Now, don't say nothing to him about me going to get married.
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah, come in, Squire.
Hey, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, how are my old friends today? Lom, I just came over to
just a minute, Squire. I'm calling the widow Beaumont right now.
Well, I'm afraid you're wasting your time, Lom. Mrs. Beaumont and children departed from our fair city some 3 hours ago for Nashville. That's what I came over to tell you. And you can thank me for arranging the whole thing. And I believe our agreement was that you now owe me $25 for getting her out of town, Lon.
Well, I'll be dead.
And Squire Skimp seems to have wrecked all Lon's dreams of becoming a family man. Before we leave you this evening, friend, may I say something personally to those of you who before Lum and Abner began might have been cross with the children or with each other. Well, maybe the cause of your irritability is coffee nerves. For the truth is that while many people can drink coffee without having their nerves set on edge, many others cannot. And perhaps you can't. So if you think so, if you think your trouble is coffee nerves, by all means, switch to a Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind that could possibly make you nervous. Postum's a fragrant, full-bodied mealtime drink with a cheering aroma and distinctive, rich flavor all its own. And Postum costs but a trifle. Actually, less than 1/2 cent a cup. So if coffee's making you tense and jittery and cranky, drink Postum instead. Just give Postum a fair trial for, say, 2 weeks and see if you aren't much better off for the change. Ask your grocer for Postum tomorrow. Don't forget, friends, next Friday evening at the same time, we'll again go visiting Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, who say, it's too bad they can't perfect a gasoline that gives the mileage a wife gives when she runs errands for a sick husband. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.